You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Hey, where did we go? Back here on a Monday. We are like a Christmas music free, right? Because
just
Lindsay's just not in the mood today.
I'm just not in the mood today. You know, Nick can do whatever tomorrow.
No, it's not really Nick. Nick doesn't play it at all. You're the one that's been playing the Christmas music. But then today you just said no.
I don't feel like
Bob.
Right?
Oh, whatever.
I was looking forward to it.
You got a lumberjack look going on
today. I do. My buffalo plaid lumberjack.
You're going to go like roll on some logs here in a little bit?
She's very on trend.
What's that called when they do that? Is it log rolling?
Yeah. Is that where they run?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look like they're like the dancers.
That one hot congressman that was on Real World, he did that for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sean, somebody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They all look like the Lord of Dance. They're just missing that little headband thing.
That's exactly right.
Amber Kayla joins us. We continue with the list, the top influencers of 2019. Now, I am told that you were invited to be the, literally the, what's the word, the Grand Marshal of the parade, and you shared the love with all of your celebration board members.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
What was the thought process there? Sometimes you got to stand up and shine.
Well, you know, I felt like they were very gracious to ask me, but I also felt like it wasn't just me that made that all possible. There was, you know, a lot of people on the board and the revitalization committee that were working, you know, equally as hard, and not to mention all of the volunteers. So I felt like it was only
I know, I'm
right.
Just giving you grief. Yeah. Of course it was right. And you had a number of board members that were down.
Yeah.
I thought the parade on Saturday night was fantastic.
I loved it. Yeah. And I was sharing with you. I was really happy with the number of entries that were there, the amount of people that were out. And it's always fun. I just love watching the kids.
Yeah.
You know, their faces. And we were completely upstaged by the Grinch behind us,
yes.
Which I believe was a child in a Grinch costume. But they would see us and start to wave. And then all we heard was, oh, the Grinch.
Yeah, that was the Bob Brady crew. That was the Genslers and family. So they had kids all dressed up and ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed people that go like above and beyond. I mean, it's one thing to just throw some lights on a van or something. But yep. I mean, the idea that people build these floats
and
I wanted to thank Decatur Blue and Voracious Vinyl. They took care of us. And we were like in the candy stripe party van. We were like, it looked like a candy cane.
It looked really cool.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about you as a leader in this community. Do you consider yourself a leader in this community?
I do now. Yeah. I don't think I have for quite some time, but that's a hard thing to, I guess, grow into, you know, when you kind of have grown up here. But I'm starting to. Yeah.
You know, it is a transitional thing in life. You start out, you want to do, you know, some good in the world, and you mm-hmm. volunteer here, you volunteer there, and then sooner or later you're in a room going, what am I doing in the room?
Right.
And then you're kind of sitting at the table, and you really don't say much because the other people at the table have so much more experience than you do. And then all of a sudden, one day you kind of wake up, and, you know, you're at the table, and you've got a voice, and, you know, you use it for trying to better the community.
Yeah, that's basically exactly how it's happened. And so, yeah, now it's fun. It's fun to get to be a part of that and be a part of those conversations and making good things happen.
Well, there was a several reasons why we picked you to be on the list of the top influencers of 2019. First and foremost is your profession. You know, the Children's Museum of Illinois is just growing by leaps and bounds, and you were ushering in the 30th anniversary.
That's right.
Celebration of the 30 years. But I think more importantly, you know, what's coming next?
Yeah. Yeah. We've got, you know, we have really created a momentum over the last three and a half years, and we don't intend to stop. You know, we have a lot of big things coming, and we want to make the next 30 years look, you know, even bigger.
Yeah. I you know, the last 3 years, the museum has advanced more than when it was first, you know, constructed. I mean, the biggest, obviously, with the Heroes Hall edition.
Definitely.
And that just keeps coming. I mean, you know, after that fact, mm-hmm. you know, the helicopter and then the fire truck and the bronze statue that's out in front. Now, is that supposed to be Howard, the bronze statue?
Okay, so what he told me was it was modeled off of his vest, so he had to send them, you know, a vest to model it off of. So if you look, the detail is amazing. It's all of his vest information, but when it came and he came out to see it, he goes, well, that's clearly not me.
So the vest is modeled after his actual vest.
Yes.
And in a sad note, yes. Bolick, who is there in forever, which
forever.
Is a great honor,
yes.
who passed away recently,
yes.
and for anybody who has a particularly service dogs and, you know, the lives they live and how loyal that is. It was a big blow. But what's kind of cool now is that I know that kids can come out there and pose with that statue, unlike they would have been able to pose with, like, Bullock.
This is true.
That will be there forever, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's a very nice way to memorialize him. And, and if you look, his badge has his name on it and was modeled after him as well.
Yep. Yeah. I was on the phone this weekend and Bate was in the background. So it's like, now we got, yep, I don't know. We'll see what happens with the second most famous dog in all of Decatur. All right. So we asked the questions and I want to get to those on the other side of the break. Who was your first mentor in life? And I'm amazed, you know, you could do this like anything. We were just asking, you know, who got you started thinking about being, you know, not just somebody who shows up at work and goes to your cubicle and then goes home at night.
Right.
And your mom is the person you put on that list. I want to hear all about it on the other side of the break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got some rain and drizzle throughout the day and windy conditions. Gusts up to 30 miles an hour, highs around 52 degrees tonight. Cloudy and lows around 21 Tuesday, mostly sunny highs near 30. And Wednesday, sunny highs near 34. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 48 degrees.
Wow, fluffy egg, melty cheese, bacon, all in a buttermilk biscuit.
Hey, sweetie, thanks for blowing the leaves off the deck. But you're so into your McDonald's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, you blew a hole through our screen.
Whoops.
Oh, letting out the dog. Letting in the squirrels.
Enjoy a bacon, egg, and cheese McMuffin or a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel and pair it with a $1 any size soft drink. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Come see us at our exciting new Hickory Point Bank location in Forsyth at 165 West Weaver Road. Through our enhanced services and innovative technology, you'll see that Hickory Point Bank understands the banking needs of customers today and in the future. And by choosing to invest in this permanent and convenient facility, Hickory Point Bank is reaffirming its commitment to customers who live in Forsyth and all of the greater Decatur community. Hickory Point Bank, invested. Member FDIC.
I went to do the laundry, loaded the clothes in the washer, pushed the start button, and nothing happened. I thought, well, that's just Jim Dandy. How much is this going to cost? But I called the store where I bought it 3.5 years ago, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They told me it was still under their free protection plan. Wow, my day just got better. They sent a technician right out, and he said it needed a whole new control board and water valve, normally a $496 repair. But he charged me nothing. Zip, zero, nada. Boy, am I glad I bought it at Dick Van Dyke. Wow.
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. Most of our appliances come with our exclusive free 10-year protection plan and the fast service to back it up. Wow!
We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole story.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
We're back here. We kicked off this week the the list, the top influencers of 2019, and Amber Kaler in the studios with us. And you talk about, you can, by the way, check out the page at Nauticator.com or on social media. Your mom was your first mentor in life.
Yeah. If you've ever met my mom, and a lot of people have, she is truly the kindest person you'll probably ever meet. And she's just, I always say she's like an angel here on earth. So she kind of taught me how to treat people and the way to leave people feeling, I guess. And I think that translates into how you want to leave your community and how you want to treat, you know, the people and the things in your community. So I think it started with her.
Yeah. And so what advice would you give to people who are starting out? You know, because you're, like, as you said, at first you're not really sure. You just want to maybe give back or be a part of things.
Sure.
I mean, what would you tell a mentee, you know, some young person maybe comes to work for the Children's Museum or you work with on some board or organization that you support? Why is it important to get involved?
I think, you know, you have to be invested in where you live and whether you're from here, whether you're not from here. You know, Mary Cave is one of my good friends, and I love that she always says bloom where you're planted. And I think that makes so much sense. So, you know, find something that you're passionate about in this community and get plugged into that. There's so many people doing positive things here. I guarantee you there's somebody else who's passionate about the same things you are. And if it doesn't exist, start it. You know, I mean, that's, you know, there's no reason to not be invested in making this place better every single day. And if you don't get invested in making it better, you certainly don't get to complain.
No, well, you do, but no one takes it seriously.
Yeah.
But it also, I think that the people think there's a barrier to getting involved that does not exist. I think it's a mental barrier that people have in their heads. No one wants my opinion. No one wants me. I think that is on the individual.
Absolutely.
You step up, and what you're going to find is a whole bunch of people that appreciate you stepping up.
Absolutely. And I can tell you from someone who has a board and sits on several boards, we are constantly looking for people who want to be involved and who want to be engaged and who aren't the same people that sit on every other board. And you know, we want people from different areas of the community. And, you know, diversity is a huge, huge push for many boards. So don't think that, oh, because I'm from, you know, this racial group, or because I'm from this part of town, or because I work in this industry, you know, nobody wants me. Like, that's completely false.
No, and it's not just money. You know, it's time, talent, treasure. You know, it's
absolutely
all of those that makes a difference. And
yeah,
it takes everyone to move forward. So,
mm-hmm.
Amber Kaler, one of our top influencers of 2019.
Yeah.
Congratulations on what has been a great year. And then looking forward to the 30th. Huh? How cool is that going to be?
We've got some really cool things coming in the 30th year. And we're starting right away. We've got new exhibits and some big stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a big 30th party.
Absolutely. And thank you for including me.
Oh, you're kidding me? You're great. Just one gift of the day. Come on. People are begging for it.
I don't know if I can even do it anymore.
Try it. Just try it.
All right. It's the gift of the day.
This made a lot of people's day. There you go. That's it for us. If you want to check out the podcast presented by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin, and also a great contributor to the Children's Museum, check it out at nowdecatur.com or wherever you get your podcast. We'll be back in tomorrow morning with a whole bunch of guests and a chance to win Illini tickets courtesy of JL Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSO.